Very long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 28 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We'd love to welcome in those listening on the radio, FM 100.1 AM 1340, the app, the free WRHI app, and WRHI.com.
And good morning to those of you who are watching us. That's on CN2, Concordant Cable Channel 102, as well as those who are joining us on all of the major social media platforms.
If you're looking for a job, specifically in the realm of education, you are in luck because York Preparatory Academy, it's got a hiring fair happening on Thursday, January the 23rd. Here to tell us more about it is Ryan Bridges. He is the Chief Experience Officer for YPA. And good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Great catching up with you. Of course, if you've listened to this show, you know that our paths all intersect between us three here on the show. Ryan, by the way, just turned 50. 50.
Thank you. I didn't know we were going public on it. No, sorry.
Well, I did tell you I was going to announce it, but maybe I wasn't clear that I was going to announce it on the radio. But you don't look 50.
Thank you for that, too.
Well,
you could have started with that. You should have led with that one.
As if anyone would ever tell someone.
He buried the lead, Ryan. Yeah, he buried the lead.
But no one would ever say, gosh, you do look 50, right? Everyone always says, you don't look 35. You look, you know, another age.
Yeah.
But I don't think you really look 50.
Or so. Act.
Thank you.
Or act.
That's
right.
I definitely don't act.
That's right.
Right now. Yeah.
I had a fun time celebrating with Ryan at his 50th birthday party the other day. So it was a great time. But let's focus now on hiring teachers for YPA. Walk us through what makes for a great educator at YPA.
I think, you know, teachers, you know, they're just made of such effort, determination, and grit. I think people always underestimate, you know, you always hear the old stories about, you know, you only work 180 days. And teaching is such an intensive profession. I think, you know, this is my 26th year in education. I see how classrooms have evolved over the last 26 years. And I can tell you, you know, it is a different world than when I started 26 years ago. I think, you know, for us, we're looking for right now certified teachers. I think we want teachers to get in the classroom. You know, we want teachers that are experienced. We're looking for teachers that may be coming in from out of state, you know, and took a job just because they moved in and they don't really know the lay of the land in the area. I think we've been in York County long enough now where we're kind of all settled in, right? And so we want to make sure that teachers always know all the different options that they have. So we're excited to offer them this opportunity to come onto campus and learn more about our school.
What are some benefits being a teacher at YPA that maybe sets you guys apart from some of the other districts?
Yeah, as I've said previously when we come here, I think one of the biggest advantages that we have is that we don't have the red tape of being in a big district. We are one school. Our senior team is made up of a handful of people. We can make decisions in a quick manner. If we have a curriculum and the curriculum doesn't seem to be, you know, focused on individual student growth or it's going in a direction that we didn't see, we can pivot a lot quicker, I think, a lot of times in districts. I think when we make our calendars, we do take time to actually think about teachers' time. So we do early release Fridays, every Friday. I think the districts are following a little bit with that in the last couple of years. They're doing them here and there. We still do them every Friday. Every Friday by 1:30, our kids are all off the campus. Our teachers are in planning. We don't do after-school meetings. We want teachers to be able to come to our campus, to be able to work their day, and then go home and have a life after that. We really do focus on that as a couple of our big things.
Ryan, are there certain teachers that you are in need of? I know you said certified teachers, but are there certain subjects where you would you need to fill those pretty quickly?
No, not really. I think when you hear teacher shortage, I always feel like you're thinking like, you know, you have like all these subs that are covering classes. We really don't have that issue. I think for us, we're always just looking for top talent. I think right now we're covered. Like we want to come in every day. We want to make sure our kids are learning. We want to make sure they're growing. But the thing that really sets us apart, I think, is when we do these fairs, we're not doing it to cover a class right now. We're hiring for next year. And so as teachers go, you know, you're always going to have a teacher that moves away. Like this year, we had like three teachers that moved into different states because they got married, or you have people that have kids and, you know, they don't come back to the profession. You know, those are things that happen to us as well. We want teachers when they leave to leave for the right reasons. And I think over the years, we've been very happy with how our teachers are leaving us. And then a lot of teachers that do leave to go to the districts, many of them come back. So, you know, I always tell them the grass is greener story. And I come from traditional districts, so I always tell them my story. And so I don't fault them for doing that as well. But I do love the fact that we can offer them those things. And I want them to make sure that they know when they come that we're going to do our best to take care of them and support them every single day.
And for the listeners who might not be as familiar with what the lay of the land looks like at YPA, explain that K through 12. And how the buildings look and...
Yeah, it is. I always tell people it's a diamond in the rough. You know, we don't market, we don't brand, we don't have billboards. We have a wait list of almost 1,200 students, which is standard every single year. I don't think it's dropped below 1,200 in the last 7 or 8 years since I started coming on the show. I think for us, what we want, it's a 43-acre campus. It has an elementary, a middle, and a high school. It also has a student union building that houses our gym. We are in the South Carolina High School League for athletics. We have the unique opportunity to have a middle school athletic program that feeds right into our high school program, which is a great benefit for us. When we tell people they come to YPA, it's a K through 12 family. So the kids that I see in high school are kids that I have as that I had as the middle school principal. There are kids that I had when I was the elementary principal. So you are connected when you come to YPA from the time you walk on campus to the time you walk off. And I think for us, that's a huge benefit to the families. When they come and do a tour, they not only can see where their kindergartner is going to start, they can see where their high school student is going to end. And I think for us, that's always a great benefit.
Roughly how big is your student body?
1,700, 20 or 30 right now. Just depends on, we have new kids that started this semester. In high school, you can only start them at certain times of the year, so we've added a few that way.
And you also have the model where your elementary is K through 4.
That's right.
Middle school is 5 through 8, but the fifth graders are housed
in the student union. They're housed in the student union. So we separate them. We know they're not ready for middle school yet, but we try and give them kind of a hybrid. So their classrooms and their instruction looks like elementary, but their related arts, they get served by all the middle school related arts teachers. So we do like what we call a wheel with them. So every 7 weeks, they're getting exposed to band, they're getting exposed to engineering, they're getting exposed to STEAM, they're getting exposed to art, music, PE. So it's basically a middle school related art schedule. So that's kind of a hybrid that we try and do for them.
Ryan Bridges is the Chief Experience Officer for York Preparatory Academy. They're having a teacher hiring fair on Thursday, January the 23rd from 4 to 7 on the campus there of York Prep. They're looking for certified teachers for the 2025-2026 school year. So you're looking to build a deep bench and hit the ground running.
That's exactly it. And I think the thing that's really interesting about this fair is when you go to normal fairs, you're basically like you come in, you check in, you sign in, you wait, you do this. We haven't really talked about it as a group, but I kind of look at it more as an open house. It's kind of an opportunity for teachers who are experienced, who know what a classroom looks like, who know what they want. They can come in and they can get some information from us. They can drop off a resume. We're doing it on a Thursday night, which we've never done before. Normally these are done on Saturdays, but we're actually saying to teachers, when you get done with work, come on over at 4 o'clock. We will not take up much of your time. We want you to learn a little bit about us, look at the benefits, look at our retirement packages, look at our compensation packages, look at the things that we can do for you with our calendar and the time that we do on early release Fridays. But then if you only have 15 minutes, drop off a resume. Our principals will be there. You can get in touch with them. If you have more time, and the principals, I haven't actually talked to them, but if they want to do interviews, they can always do interviews. We can do tours. If you're interested in a tour, if you're a certified teacher, you've never been on our campus, it's 43 acres. It's absolutely amazing. We just got lights this past summer, so we're excited about that. We had the app open yesterday. We were turning them on and off while we were standing on the sidewalk. So we're excited about that as well. But, yeah, we really just wanted to be more like a drop-in, just really relaxed and informal.
You mentioned compensation. What does the teacher pay and some of the perks look like for those that might be interested in a teaching position at YPA?
Yeah, I think for us, the biggest advantage is we always can adjust what our compensation packages are. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times teachers get stuck in a salary scale. And while we do have salary scales, one of the things that we do is what we call, we have our own 403B, but the school will put in a percentage of their salary. So we call a compensation package. So it's basically what I call free money. So if you come in and you make $50,000 as a first-year teacher, last year we took 8% of that gross salary, which is about $4,500, and we put that into retirement for you. So now your package is not just $50,000, it's almost $55,000. And then every year that grows. On top of that, we do retention bonuses right at the beginning of the year, and then every year we do what we call a holiday bonus. And they usually give that after Thanksgiving, so teachers can use however much money that is. It's up to $1,000 that they can use for shopping. So we really are always trying to be very specific on how can we help the teachers monetarily throughout the year and put more money into their accounts. Our CFO, who started the same day I did 11 years ago, she is very big on meeting with teachers individually if they want and going over their retirement accounts. And I know Ashley knows Kim Taylor's probably
one of the
smartest people I've ever met.
She really is.
Yes. When she speaks, we all listen.
Absolutely. Well, and you just say yes.
Yes.
You do. They say surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. So
absolutely.
It sounds like Kim is that person there. Yes. At YPA. Well, if you like what Ryan is explaining about what it's like to teach and work at York Preparatory Academy, you have an opportunity at this teacher hiring fair. It's on Thursday, January the 23rd from 4 to 7 on the campus of York Prep YPA. This is going to look at the 2025-2026 school year. If you want more information, you can certainly find it on the website and or on the social media channels. And while you're on the World Wide Web, if you want your kids to go to York Prep Academy, you still have time. Open enrollment for the next school year, 2025-2026, is still open, but it closes about a month from now on February the 15th. And that's a lottery system because, as Ryan just mentioned, they've always had a waiting list. So go ahead if you're interested in getting your kids into YPA to start that process now and get in the system and go from there.
And one plug for that, if you are a teacher or staff member and you work at YPA, you do get priority status for that lottery. So it puts you right at the top of the list. So 99 out of 100 times, if you work at the school, your kids are going to be able to go to the school with you.
All right.
Same time. Great perk.
Ryan, as always, sir, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much.